were a bit hectic at the Half Pint Cafe in eastern Montana. It was the Fall Cafe Bake-Off, which Lucille and Eloise sponsored, serving coffee to all visitors and judges for free. Mrs. Wimberly, who had been bragging about her bread pudding special recipe and waving it at guests, was in normal, irritating form when Clem decided to play a trick on her.
That ought to fix her.
And now, as always, we need to have a copy of each recipe for the judges to look at as they do their final taste for the Bake Off Award.
I have been robbed! My recipe copy has been stolen! There is mischief afoot!
Mrs. Wimberly was frequently overdramatic, not to mention irritating, but this could turn out to be a serious issue. Without a copy of her recipe, Mrs. Wimberly could not qualify to be a finalist in the Bake Off event. Of course, she had never even been a finalist, but still, this was a problem.
Clem, I know you did something. Where is her recipe? Give it back right now.
Did you taste her bread pudding? I'm surprised the judges are still alive. She won't win anything except a free paramedic course. But her recipe is within arm's reach.
I want everybody searched. Close off the exits. Form a perimeter. It was my mother's special recipe, handed down from her great-grandmother, and my ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
What?
Her ancestors came over on brooms. Maybe she can win a witch's brew contest.
Clem, be quiet and find that recipe.
I don't need to find it. I know just where it is.
My point exactly.
If my recipe is not found, this bake-off will be null and void. If somebody steals someone's recipe during the bake-off, the contest is kaput. It says so in the rules.
Kaput? Rules? The only rules we have are bringing something baked and bring the recipe. How difficult can that be?
Apparently insurmountable. Clem, if you do not produce that recipe or lead us to it in 30 seconds, you will lose your breakfast privileges. When things are working well enough to have breakfast here, of course, for 1 week.
Clem loved free stuff. This was the one way to get him to fess up.
Have everybody close their eyes for a moment of silence. So whoever took the recipe, whoever that could be, can put it back.
Okay, a moment of silence. Please, everybody, close your eyes. Let's give the errant recipe time to be found by whatever idiot mistakenly took it.
Idiot?
Go with me on this. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's look around.
Oh my gosh, it's stuck to the back of Mrs. Wimberly's hair.
The only reason Clem came to the bake-off was free food, and apparently to cause trouble. He stuck the recipe in Mrs. Wimberly's fuzzy hairdo when eyes were closed.
Oh, my goodness. My mistake.
And the winner was Zelda Cantor again. Thankfully, things settled for a while at the Half Pint Cafe until Clem got busy on a new upgrade for the place. Clem decided a good plan was to put in a composting toilet. But that story is for another day.